Meade High School received a prestigious recognition from the Special Olympics as a National Banner Unified Champion School, which was presented during halftime at the boys' basketball game versus Greeley Central on Thursday night, highlighting the school's efforts in providing inclusive sports and activities. Meade High School joins the ranks of 205 schools nationwide and stands out as one of 8 in Colorado to receive this recognition in the 2023 class of National Banner Unified Champion Schools. We are incredibly proud to be recognized as a Special Olympics Unified Champion School for the second time. This honor is a reflection of the heart and soul of our school community, where inclusivity, diversity, and the unique strengths of each and every student are celebrated, said Meade High School Principal Brian Young in a press release. Meade High School offers a variety of unified activities and programs, including track, basketball, bowling, unified PE, and percussion. The Best Buddies Club, where students with and without disabilities socialize, share interests, and participate in activities together, further enhances the inclusive atmosphere at the school. I am thrilled to see the impact of our inclusive sports programs and activities at Meade High School. This recognition reaffirms our school's dedication to providing a wide variety of opportunities for students with and without disabilities to come together, compete, and form lasting friendships, said Meade High School special education teacher Amber Van Zandt in a press release. Achieving this recognition requires schools to meet 10 standards of excellence set by the Special Olympics organization. Meade High School exemplified this commitment by offering unified sports programs, where students with and without disabilities train and compete together. The school also provides opportunities for inclusive youth leadership and promotes school-wide engagement to create an accepting and inclusive environment. To maintain this status, Banner Unified Champion Schools, including Meade, must demonstrate a plan to sustain inclusive activities in the future. Schools are required to reapply for Banner status every 4 years. Meade High School has now received recognition twice, the first time in 2019. As the evening unfolded, anticipation built like 2 centers below a jump ball. Meade High School's gymnasium pulsed with a charged atmosphere that surpassed the ordinary. Teenagers, clad in a sea of spirited Meade Mavericks gear, bustled in and out of the gym, their animated conversations forming a harmonious backdrop to the excitement that filled the air. Sodas were sipped with gusto, and the effervescent laughter of friends echoed through the bubbling space. On the court, the boys' basketball team showcased a synchronization of athleticism, executing a full-court press defense and a strong, swift transition offense with a relentless vigor that had the crowd erupting in cheers. The rhythmic bounce of the basketball and the swift footwork of the players created a kinetic, squeaking energy that reverberated throughout the gymnasium. Near the gym entrance, a group of special needs students, radiating pure joy, gathered with an infectious excitement that was impossible to ignore. Jittering, jabbering, and giggling, they added an extra dimension of heartwarming spirit to the festivities. Among them, engaging with the students and sharing in their joy, was Chaka Sutton, Chief Outreach Officer and Senior Vice President of Sports for the Special Olympics of Colorado. Seated peacefully on the first row of the bleachers, Sutton watched the game unfold with a contented smile until the halftime presentation, which came after a troop of dancers nailed their routine. Assistant Superintendent of Special Education of St. Vrain Valley Schools Laura Hess took the microphone to address the crowd. "I have a very special opportunity tonight to honor a special teacher. We are thankful for the work that Amber has done not only here, but also inspiring all of us across the district to do better to create more unified programs because of the work that Meade High School has done over the last years," Hess said. Hess also announced a district partnership with the Special Olympics, aiming to expand inclusive programs across all St. Vrain Valley schools. "Thank you very much, but it's important to note that this isn't just something that I did. This is something that we all did, our community, our school, our staff and our students with the support of Special Olympics in our school district. So, thanks to all of you," Van Zandt said. Sutton took the center court, commending the school's exceptional commitment to inclusion. He highlighted Meade's dedication to ensuring everyone in the student body is included, making them a standout among over 9,000 U.S. high schools. I just want to say a couple of words about this group behind me and also you guys as well. For the last several years, they continually exceed the standards of a highly successful program, Sutton remarked. So, please give yourselves a huge round of applause and congratulations one more time for a unified national champion. As the ceremony reached its pinnacle, the gathered special needs students unraveled the lengthy banner amidst cheers and applause from the crowd. The Mavs, fueled by the uplifting energy of the event, went on to triumph over the Wildcats with a final score of 64-46.